Okay, and as you comfort your bodies, just allowing yourself this time and this space, knowing that you can adjust your comfort anytime you might need to, easily and effortlessly. But for now, just simply allow yourself to let your eyes close if they haven't already. And let's begin with taking three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through. Now's the time. This is your time. This is your time to just stop, to breathe. It's an altered time and space that we begin to embark upon, where images freely arise for your positive benefit. And easily and effortlessly, we comfort the body and clear the mind through this process, as you would just gently give yourself permission now to allow this comforting by knowing that your normal, natural rhythm of breathing is occurring. And you can just simply bring your attention to your feet and invite and allow this comforting as it flows from your toes to your heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath, you're releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And becoming aware of more and more comfort. A deeper inner calm begins to form. And it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation now continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. As this sensation continues flowing up in a nurturing kind of way, all around and all through the chest area, every nook and cranny receiving this comforting, as it flows right into your shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top, just unwinding, untangling, releasing, and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And from those shoulders, as you release and let go, we send this comforting down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing now, each breath taking you deeper. And just releasing down right out through the fingertips any unwelcome thought, negativity, tension, stress of any kind, as though it could just flow right out those fingertips into the universe where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And this sensation of calm comfort now continues flowing across the upper back and down your spine, strengthening that spine, middle back releasing, and then all the way down into lower back releasing all the muscles, tissues, fibers of the back area, soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And just allowing this calm comfort to Continue flowing now all the way down back side of body to feet again. So that in a moment or two, when we count backwards from 5 to 0, with each count, the body prepares you to enter the hypnotic sleep, if you're familiar with that, with a count back from 5 to 0. And if not familiar with that, you can simply just allow yourself to know. You'll take a deeper breath as we drift even deeper. So now at the base of the neck, up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown area, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And if you'd like to count backwards now, internally, silently to yourself, you may. And now drifting even deeper with a big, deep cleansing breath in, going twice as comfortably as you already are. Now wonder what it might be like today to find yourself being graced by a beautiful garden. And there might be one particular flower that is a favorite of yours. Even now to perhaps imagine noticing about that flower, it might bring to mind that beautiful scent, the actual fragrance of that flower. Just wonder if you might be able to imagine that. And on the way to imagining that, let's begin to also imagine that we could see, sense, feel ourselves at our best effect. That you could imagine yourself now at the top of your symbolic staircase in your best way, feeling good, looking good, embracing radiant health, and noticing about yourself, what is that something about you that gives off the feeling of your image at its best? And just claiming a radiantly healthy self right here at the top of your symbolic staircase, and knowing that today we can reinforce that with every step down. And you might have one other idea that's just specific to you that you might like to suggest to yourself. A very something specific to you that's positive. And just allow for that. And as we reinforce these ideas on our staircase, we will be coming closer to discovering about the garden and that one special flower. Every step down reinforces all these ideas with the left foot first at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and 0, drifting deeper now. And drifting deeper means any negatives have completely dissipated, disintegrated. And then we begin to open the door of our imagination even wider now to imagine stepping through into a beautiful garden. And you are in the image of your best effect. And there's something about that you're looking for that one particular flower that's a favorite of yours that will be in this garden. And perhaps amazingly or in a kind of wondrous way, maybe something becomes more known to you through the discovery of your favorite flower. So you're walking around and any or all of your senses are heightening. And it's sort of interesting perhaps for you to kind of get the layout of this garden, how it's set up. It's completely full of so many flowers and bushes and trees, and it's a wondrous garden. And you're sort of walking along and notice if there's a path that you're walking on or not. And you're noticing everything and anything with your senses, what you see, what you hear, what you might reach out and touch and feel the texture of, or what fragrance you're aware of. Or perhaps looking to your right and your left, you're getting such a feel of being in this garden. And soon it may become very, very clear for you that you come upon that one special flower, the flower that's your favorite, that you have a sense of that fragrance. And now you're bringing it all to life. And notice about this flower in a way that if you wanted to, because the way you're going to be discovering about it, if you wanted to describe it to a friend later, you could, because you're so going to get to know this flower. First of all, notice how close you are to it. And knowing that in your imagination, anything can happen, you could examine this flower from any position. You know, you could float above it, you could float underneath it. This is called location shifting. You can move to this side, to that side. You can walk around it. You can get a different viewpoint of this flower in any way that seems interesting for you. And just notice. Notice all about it. And so, as you're noticing, you definitely know how it looks. And how does it seem to be occurring? Is there a breeze? Is there some movement to it? Does it simply stand strong? The color, the shape, the size of your flower. Notice everything. And begin to grab a hold of what is that essential thing about this flower that really grabs your attention. And then you're going to find yourself sort of aware of the dominant vibrational energy of the flower. Now, as the flower sort of takes on more shape and form, you might even get a sense of, is there a mood about this flower? How does it seem to be occurring there in the garden? Like, if it were a person, what would you say it seems to have a personality of? And then begin to notice, how does it feel to you to be with this flower in the garden? Now again, because In your imagination, anything can happen if you let it. Let's begin to really communicate with this flower. Here you are in your best effect, feeling good, graced with a feeling of radiant help, and you've come upon your favorite flower, and you know how you feel by being with it. So tell it. Tell the flower how you feel by being with it. And imagine that the flower can respond back to you in a way that you understand. Just sort of freely allow this communication to come about naturally. Maybe it's kind of a mind-melding sort of experience. Perhaps you'll hear actual words, or maybe it's a feeling, a sense of something that you get back from the flower. Just allow. Now, depends on how you feel about this flower, because, you know, you could leave the flower in the garden and have this communication with it right there. Or if you know that you might like to take it with you and that soon you'd be able to, if you freely knew it was perfectly fine from this garden to take this flower, you might like to walk and talk with it like that, or perhaps you just get real comfortable and sit down beside it if you're going to leave the flower in the garden. And just continue a little bit longer in connecting with this flower, for there's more to discover. Let's ask the flower, what matters most to it? What matters most to this flower? And when the flower replies to you, how does it feel to know that? Now, as we go deeper into communicating with a flower, some of you might like to bring in one of your guides, an angel, a guide, a wise and loving something, to just be there as an assistant to understanding this communication. If you'd like to do that, just go ahead. Call for that angel or that guide or that wise something to be with you while you continue communicating with this beautiful flower. Since the flower perhaps communicated what matters most to it, maybe you might like to share with a flower what matters most to you, what you actually would like, what do you want to have in your life right now. You could share with this flower. And what does your flower say back to you about that? And just noticing all about this, how you feel when you hear back from the flower. And if you do have a wise or a guide or an angel with you, if you need further clarification, you can ask this guide of yours to help you understand. Now, here's another reason why it might be nice to have the guide or your wise one or your angel right there with you, because what we want to do next is to imagine that you could actually trade places with the flower. In other words, you become the flower and the flower becomes you. And of course, we'll always trade back again when we complete this part of our journey. But go ahead and know you're completely secure and safe in every way. Your wise is right there. trade places with the flower. You become the flower becomes you. And knowing we'll trade back again when we're complete. Now, as you are the flower, what do you notice? How do you feel being in the energy of your flower? How does it feel for you to be this flower? And as the flower, what is your viewpoint as you look into the world, so to speak, through the eyes of the flower that you're looking through into the world? What's your viewpoint? What do you notice from the flower's point of view? And now again, as the flower, as though you could look back over to yourself, what do you notice about you? What would you now, as the flower, like to suggest to you, the person? Anything else? Anything else that seems important for you to notice by being the flower, or about through the eyes of the flower, noticing something more about you? And when you feel complete, when you're ready now, let's trade back and return to yourself again. You become you. The flower becomes the flower. And just notice all over again about the flower. What changes are you aware of, if any? What about the vibrational energy of the flower? What about your vibrational energy? And your wise or your guide or angel is still right there with you, and perhaps might be important to check in with on this next question. What do you understand now about your flower that perhaps you didn't before? What do you understand now about your flower? And what do you imagine that your flower understands about you? And since you came to the garden today in your best effect, radiantly healthy you, best image of yourself that you could imagine, is there anything more that the flower might want to say to you? You could ask it. Maybe you might want to ask it if it has anything particular to say to you about the situation that is most uppermost on your mind for today. Maybe the flower has a thought about that, And you could ask the flower. And of course, your guide is also there in case you need clarification. Is there anything more now that you might want to say or suggest to the flower about your experience? What seems important? How you responded to the flower about what it might have to say to you about your situation, how you felt about it, or anything more that seems important for you to know. And then for a moment more, as you appreciate this flower and all that it has revealed to you, as surely the flower appreciates you, let your inner focus find your favorite part of this journey so far and know what the favorite part is. And if it feels right, just simply heighten it and brighten it. And now just let it settle in the just right place within your mind, in your body, or both. And just notice how that feels. And now something more. We began to think about this at the beginning of the journey, and it's perfectly fine, whichever way this goes for you. Do you want to take the flower with you, or do you want to leave it in the garden? Knowing that as you might take it with you, that you have a beautiful place to put it in some sort of adornment with the right kind of nutrients of water and light? Or do you want to leave it here in the garden? So maybe this is something for you to even check in with your guide for what the purpose this might be for you. Either way, taking it or leaving it is exactly what's just right for you. So come to that decision and know it's simply a choice. And then once you know, perhaps you and your supporter, your angel guide, or why something will now leave this particular spot and walk deeper into the garden where there is a beautiful place for you to stretch out. It won't take you long to get there. There's a beautiful chaise lounge in the garden for you to find and stretch out on, with a guide at your side, where you can simply rest and rejuvenate. And as you find it and you stretch out, the most wondrous thing about your conversation, your communication with your flower begins to filter around and down and through into the very most effective place in your deeper mind to bring you deeper positive energy and a helpfulness to your whole being. For you have discovered something wonderful through this communication with the flower. And now this flower will hold even more meaning to you in your outer conscious awake life. In fact, upon the next connection to this flower in your outer awake life, you may find yourself quite taken with some sort of deeper inner knowing that has assisted you today in your journey of well-beingness. And so as you stretch out on the lounge, whether your flower is with you or it's still back in the garden, you're simply resting for the next leg of the journey ahead. And you're finding that truly in the garden, there is such a peacefulness that floats and spills and dips and moves all around and all through you in such a beautiful way that you allow yourself to a deep rest and a thorough rejuvenation that lasts for a very long time and helps you more easily and effortlessly to rejuvenate your whole being each and every time you have a listening to this experience, or certainly even to assist you in good sleep all through the night. That this time of deep comforting, deep rejuvenation has somehow restored you, reinforced you to the positive, rejuvenated you in all the right ways for your best effect for your life and living, moving forward positively. And so with full appreciation to your guide, angel, helper, or supporter, your wise, as surely they appreciate you, at this time we allow all the images to fade, but the strength of them stays with you as we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true of this journey now at zero. And we begin to come up and out, bringing back good and positive and true from this experience into your conscious outer awake life. You have that deep cleansing breath in at one and release. Now two, realizing where you are, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being so very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert.